Chilean President Sebastián Piñera has promised a review of the country's mine safety standards. Mr. Piñera met the 33 rescued miners at the hospital where they're recovering. Speaking outside Copiapó Hospital, the President promised that never again in Chile would people be allowed to work in such unsafe and inhumane conditions. An Australian man has been arrested in India after allegedly accepting a bribe to award a building contract in Afghanistan. Australian construction manager Neil P. Campbell has been indicted by a US federal grand jury for allegedly seeking a bribe of $190,000. The US Department of Justice says he sought the bribe from an undercover agent. The Australian dollar just keeps getting stronger. Overnight, the dollar reached a high of 99.93 US cents. The dollar is at the highest level against the US currency since the dollar was floated in 1983. The latest rise in the Aussie dollar has been a result of growing expectations that the US Federal Reserve will flood the economy with dollars, which will weaken their currency. Thousands of Australian Catholics are flocking to Rome as the Vatican prepares for the canonisation of Mary MacKillop. 8,000 pilgrims are expected to attend the Mass at St Peter's Basilica in Rome, where Pope Benedict will name her St Mary of the Cross. And Delhi's Commonwealth Games have drawn to a close without any of the major catastrophes that were predicted. After a chaotic start, Games organisers have given themselves a pat on the back for delivering a functional, if somewhat bumpy, ride to the finish line.